The Journey Down is an animated and vibrant celebration of dance, song, projections and otherworldly sound coming together to transform an old car wreck into a traveling canvas of story and culture. The car is about to embark on a 3,446 epic journey from Kununurra to Perth through the Kimberley, Pilbara, Gascoyne, Mid-West and finally on to Perth. And joining me to explore this epic journey is Tos Maoni, Event Artistic Director. Welcome to NITV Radio, Tos.
Oh, thank you, Bertrand. It's a delight to be here. And as we prepare for the big journey down.
Yeah, the big journey down, gather it's a project bringing together many artists, indigenous and non-indigenous. It's been a long time coming, bringing so many people together. How did you get involved in this project?
Well, our organization, Tura, has been doing collaborative work, intercultural collaborative work, across the Kimberley and Pilbara and even the Northern Territory for the last 20 years, Bertrand. And this is very much a sort of two-way exchange process between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists and peoples, really. And it's been much of that 20 years has been, you know, developing relationships and understanding and trust with communities, organisations and individuals. And certainly one of the highlights, one community that there's been a lot of collaboration with is the Warman community in East Kimberley. It's a community about 200 kilometres southwest of Kununurra, and is Warman community is the community, main community of the Gidja people. Really, this process itself started when as part of that ongoing intercultural collaboration when the Warman Arts Centre and Tura joined together to bring an artist called John Rose to Warman to do a project which was an ongoing process for John, which is turning old car wrecks into musical instruments. We'd done it the year before in Lombardenia, which is in the West Kimberley, and then in 2017 we did it in Warman, and it was a big success. Community really got into it, and it might sound like a sort of almost gimmicky, strange thing to do, but it's actually an incredibly powerful process, not only the making of, but then the playing of, just in brief, by welding all sorts of other, you know, a wreck was found and then other parts of other wrecked cars were welded onto it to make a giant percussion instrument, and then from the front to the back of the car is strung fence wire and with fence strainers, and these are, you know, so it turns it into a big stringed instrument. So these wires get bowed with cello bows, then the whole thing is amplified, and it just makes an incredibly powerful sound object.
Quite an elaborate process, and it also appears that this project has been in the making for quite a long time.
That happened in 2017. The WA Museum was very interested in the project. I should say, Bertrand, all along the way, this was being documented, filmed and photographed. The year after, Tura commissioned through the Warman Arts Centre 10 Gidja artists to do paintings on the object, on the car. So this made it even a more powerful, engaged project. Again, that was documented, and then 2 years later, I'll try and keep the story short. There's all sorts of side short stories involved. The museum acquired the object and all the documentation to put it on permanent display at the Perth Museum. So this is the state museum we're talking about, Bula Badeep, it is called in Noongar language. Then we came up with the idea of it would be great to create a sort of performance project, again, a sort of intercultural performance project, and tour that all the way down. And so the idea of the journey down, which is literally from now Kununurra, which all the way down to Perth. So we've created this program which involves the car being performed, some Gidja and Mirong. Mirong is the language group and traditional owners of the area that's known as Kununurra. And have a long history of sharing culture and law together. So their dancers and songmen are part of the program, as well as non-Indigenous performers, musicians, together with some amazing footage that has been recorded over the period of elders and artists telling the stories that are painted onto the object. And some of the paintings have actually been animated by an artist called Sohan Hayes, and they get projected back onto the object and onto a giant screen made of corrugated iron. So that's a long answer to your question, Bertrand.
Yeah, it's a long answer, but again, it just sparks my curiosity to learn more about this object. You should have given it a name so that that name stays engraved in one's memory. I can just picture
that's a good provocation to tell you the name. It has a Gidja name, which is called Wanneral Nurnural. So it actually literally means old car. So Nurnural is the Gidja word for a car, and Wanneral means old. So that's the name the elders have given it. So Wanneral Nurnural.
Wanneral Nurnural, old car. Cars play a big role in our culture in Australia, the great open roads and all that. And bringing this object to life requires a lot of work. You've just given us in a few words what was involved in it. Now, rehearsals could be quite a challenge because you said there's some percussion and string instruments on another side. How do you rehearse on an instrument like that?
Well, pretty much the same way as any instrument. We have on the non-Indigenous artists we have involved in this project, Vanessa Tomlinson, who's the head of percussion at Queensland Uni, and Aviva Andine, who's an amazing multi-instrumentalist, and Tristan Parr, who's actually a fabulous cellist. So they bring all those skills to playing the object. And we actually did have a sort of development last year where we all spent a week with it, along with Chris Griffiths, Mirrorong dancers, songmen, and some Gidja artists as well. So it's a matter of, pretty much the same sort of rehearsal as you'd do for any sort of performance. But, of course, bringing in those the older traditions into a sort of theatrical framework. As you say, it is a challenge to make sure that things aren't being constrained at the same time as things working all together. And we've still got another 10 days to go of development and rehearsals to bring it all together for the world premiere and in Kununurra.
Yeah, that will be on the 24th of August precisely. This object, a car, is a massive instrument. I think one of the biggest would be like one of those church organs and all that. How do you bring it on stage? You must require a special stage to be able to fit. It would be also heavy.
The stages for the tour is the ground everywhere at all the venues that we're at, whether that be the Kununurra Picture Gardens or the Jumba, which is the traditional dance grounds in Warman. So it really is the ground. We have had a custom built car trailer built to protect it, and you know it gets rolled on it off and on back onto that car trailer everywhere it needs to be. So the ground is the stage. As I said, sort of the stage is marked by this big corrugated irons. Steel screen, but then you know it, and then special lighting that we've got for the show. Okay. So it's still a pretty massive undertaking from a production point of view, especially going to remote communities and towns that we are going to. But all is in hand, Bertrand.
Yeah, in Australia we have the old Ford versus Holden. Will the rivals be able to recognize which brand they bark for and spark more conversations about?
Well, I think we've already published what it is, which is a 1976 Mazda Ute, which, you know, Mazda, not necessarily renowned for its outbackness, but look up. I'll let others comment on that. But look, the point you made before, Bertrand, the car in Australia, especially the vehicles in the outback, have not only played a critical role in the last 100 years, But, you know, they are imbued with story and culture, for that matter. There's all sorts of stories aligned with cars and their importance, and not just in themselves, but the stories that they carry. And these old wrecks that create a really interesting and important visual element in outback Australia now. It is very much part of culture. So, as I say, this is not just some gimmick. Oh, let's turn a car into an instrument, you know, da da da. It really is the connection, and a lot of the stories that are getting told. In fact, we're running a parallel community engagement program with people sending in stories connected with old cars and travel, and the wrecks that are in the landscape. So. And look, to be sure, a wreck is not something that's been involved in an accident. It's really the car has had its use as a vehicle, and is in that now rusting away in beautiful ways in the environment. So it's those that we are sort of focusing on here.
No, I can't wait to see it. Now, before I let you go, toss any closing words or maybe something we may have missed you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Just to say on their behalf, if you like, that it's been an incredible privilege for me and our organisation to be able to work with Gidja elders and artists, and also Mirrawong elders and artists with this project, and to have not only their permissions and endorsements for this project, but to have them enthusiastically involved in it. And driving it, increasingly driving it, excuse the pun, as it were, with a car, but increasingly drive its direction and its future. And I think for them, this is a sort of gift that they're giving to the community of Perth, where it will be in permanent display, to the community at large, but also to Gidja and Mirrawong people that are in Perth, so they have this connection back to country. This is a long journey. That journey doesn't stop, because it'll be on permanent display in the museum, which is so utterly fantastic that the museum did acquire the object and now putting it on display to share the process and to share story and country.
Toss Mahoney, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
Thanks, Bertrand.